Harvard students stand with Palestinian terrorists after attack on Israel. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 8, 2023. Harvard students express their support for Palestinian terrorists amid the unprecedented terror attack on Israel this weekend. In a joint statement signed by more than 30 student groups, the Ivy League students blamed Israel for the Palestinian terrorist organization Hamas killing 600 Israelis. "We, the undersigned student organizations, hold the Israeli regime entirely responsible for all unfolding violence," a joint statement by dozens of Harvard student groups read. "Today's events did not occur in a vacuum," the statement continued. "For the last two decades, millions of Palestinians in Gaza have been forced to live in an open-air prison. Israeli officials promised to open the gates of hell, and the massacres in Gaza have already commenced. Palestinians in Gaza have no shelters for refuge and nowhere to escape," the Harvard students added. "In the coming days, Palestinians will be forced to bear the full brunt of Israel's violence." The Harvard student groups went on to claim that Israel is the only one to blame for the terrorist attacks that left hundreds of Israelis dead over the weekend. "The apartheid regime is the only one to blame," they said. "Israeli violence has structured every aspect of Palestinian existence for 75 years. From systemized land seizures to routine airstrikes, arbitrary detentions to military checkpoints, and enforced family separations to targeted killings, Palestinians have been forced to live in a state of death, both slow and sudden." The student groups then demanded that Harvard community take action against Israel. "Today, the Palestinian ordeal enters into uncharted territory. The coming days will require a firm stand against colonial retaliation," they said. "We call on the Harvard community to take action to stop the ongoing annihilation of Palestinians." Sophia Witt, vice president of Students Supporting Israel Movement, told Breitbart News that the lack of humanity from this group of students is astounding. "The justification for the murders, kidnappings, and torture of innocent Israeli lives is proof of the true intentions of these groups and their hatred for Jewish people. The people of Gaza who suffer under the Palestinian terrorist group, Hamas, are not represented by the statements of these student social justice warriors," Witt added. "Their strategic negligence in even labeling Hamas in their statement proves the ignorance and sympathy these groups have toward the terroristic actions of Hamas, whose charter is actively unfolding, is listed as follows. The day of judgment will not come about until Muslims fight Jews and kill them. Then, the Jews will hide behind rocks and trees, and the rocks and trees will cry out, 'O Muslim, there is a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him.'" Article 7. "We are seeing a wave of students who stand in solidarity with the Hamas terrorists who are responsible for this heinous genocide of hundreds of Israelis," Witt said. "These students have no room on our campuses and should be called out for their truest identities, terrorist supporters." As Breitbart News reported, the Iranian-backed Hamas terror group has killed over 600 Israelis, wounded thousands, and kidnapped roughly 100 this weekend. The Palestinian terror attack happened on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.